Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Updated weather. Dense fog advisory. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 54 degrees.
Holy guacamole, Batman.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WA. Mobile. Morning, Jerry. How's the fog down your way?
It was like a couple car lengths at World, but I got it on Southfield Freeway, and it's a little better.
Yeah, when I pulled out of my subdivision, it was pretty bad. But now I'd say, maybe a half mile. I don't even know if I can, and that's just to see lights. I can't make out anything at that distance, but I can see the cars, the lights of the cars, maybe a half mile out. So that's about the limit.
Hello?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think probably all the traffic on the freeway made it a little better. Yeah, in World, it was a couple hundred feet.
I'm going to be heading straight into the Clinton River Basin here in a second, in a few minutes. So I don't know if that's going to get a lot worse, but, well, just be careful with intersections. Somebody's not running with their lights. And it's pretty wet, too. My cameras, it looked like it was raining. I thought, sure, it was raining. I walked outside, not a drop. It was all just a fog.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, but I guess not to be expected with all the rain we've had the last couple of
days. Yeah, I guess the water's got to go somewhere, so there you go. So weird. This has been one of the zanier years so far. For weather, that's for sure.
Yeah, didn't we like transition from winter to summer to spring in 1 week or something?
Well, I just am glad, at least I hope, we've, you know, the big swings. We had them big 30-plus degree swings. One day it'd be, you know, 28, and then the next day it'd be, you know, 58 or 70 or something like that. It's like 30, 40 degree swings between days. That was nuts.
No, I was going from one jacket to another. Depending on the day, I was constantly looking at my Fox weather app.
Yeah, I have a routine every morning. Okay, here we are, coming up to the Clinton River by Freedom Hill Park. Oh yeah, it's dense here. So, go through low-lying bodies of water. As expected, it'll pick right up. But, it's terrible, but you can still, I'm on 16 Mile Road, which is a fairly large, broad boulevard with, a lot of cars, so I think the sun is illuminating it a little bit. I can't tell, can't see it, that's for sure. But, anywho, where was I going? I had something I was going to say there, and now I can't remember. Oh, well.
Okay. Hey, I sent Dakota a link to a code practice thing. I found one on eBay, and I sent it to his QRZ email address, so if you run into him, if I don't catch him this morning.
Yeah, he should probably be out here another 5 minutes or so, so don't know how long you're going to be driving. I am pulling up to a stop I have to make here. Shouldn't be terribly long, but I'm going to get parked here, get inside. I'll be back in a few. K8HZ, W8FU.
Okay, KG8HZ Mobile.
Back on the road.
Okay, well, I'm getting off of my exit here. But I got a ways to go yet.
I'm way ahead of schedule this morning. So I'm going to make one more stop in a little bit. Get a coffee. Other than that, get into work probably good half hour early. Wait, I'm going. Oh, well.
WebEx meetings this morning?
I got a couple of calls I've got to make. Going to be some discussion about some upcoming stuff, some language. Got to get out a press release, so to speak, if you will. But the person I'm working with has been very much tied up with press releases, and saw him on TV last night. So I know they're pretty busy with the storms and the water and everything.
It's pretty bad up north. I see that one dam or something. I guess the federal government told them like 6 months ago to get their generators going, and they're still broke.
Well, I didn't hear that. Matter of fact, I haven't heard anything on it, really. I know they're having a problem up there in Sheboygan with one of the dams, and I saw the map of the river. The river is, like, pretty short. It's like a 7-mile river. It comes in off the lake and goes back out or something. Almost like a, I don't know, hardly a river. Well, it's a river for sure, but it's kind of odd, very short river. But that doesn't mean nothing if it's got a lot of water and powerful. I guess they're dealing with quite a mess.
And I guess the generating plant, they had a fire or something a couple of years ago, and it's been out of commission since then. And, yeah, the federal government told them, hey, you got to get that thing going again. And they haven't done anything, so they only got, like, half the dam that they can, like, unleash. AWOJ.
Good morning, Rick. What do you know about the situation? Just going over to Clinton River right now. Boy, is it high. Rick?
Yeah, that Sheboygan Dam, I used to fish there a lot. And that river is from the dam to Lake Huron there. It's not very far. That's part of the inland waterway. There's actually a waterway that goes through Black Lake, with a couple other lakes, and then rivers that go all the way over to, I think it's Traverse Bay. So a lot of ships, or a lot of boats, pleasure boats, go through there on their little tours, some kind of thing. But yeah, anyway, it's having a problem there. And Traverse City is flooding. There's roads caving in, dams doing the same, you know, having the same problem, flooded parking lots and roads, and it's quite the mess.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if I got it. Yeah, that does sound like a mess. I saw some roads collapsed in a few places, but I wasn't really paying much mind to where it was. But and a lot of water, I'll tell you what. Anyway, I got a traffic situation here. They got the road all barricaded and everything, so I can barely see the cars coming at me. I got to try to make a turn here. All these barricades make it very difficult for me to see what's going on. Wait, I just got my break. Never mind. Jerry? At ADBS.
I can't even see the airport property out here on Middlebelt. It's really foggy. It was okay on the freeways, but I guess there's a trap, cars moving faster, probably keeping the fog moving along, thinning out. They've got some big predicaments up there. And that's just like 2 years in a row. Last year they had that frost or whatever, the freezing rain or something, and then it destroyed some woods area and a lot of power outages and stuff.
Go ahead, Dakota, and then pass over to Rick. Morning, guys. I'm assuming we're talking about this ridiculous spring we're having and some flooding. I heard Sheboygan. I was screwing around on YouTube yesterday and kept seeing clips of it. I can't believe how bad it is. Rick, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I forgot to say good morning, though. all into this flooding and stuff. There was also two tornado touchdowns on the west side of the state here, and it made a mess of a lot of quite a few places. Sanford Lake, this is, we were getting almost underwater on a good portion of the state here lately. KEWOJ.
I had heard that we had 8 tornadoes that Tuesday, you know, just a little bit ago when, we know of the couple that came through Ann Arbor. What the heck, now my phone's ringing. Ooh, I got to take this. W8FU. Jerry?
Okay. Hey, good morning, Dakota. I sent you that link. I found that device on eBay. But you can look around with that title and or description and maybe find a little cheaper deal. Who knows? But I sent that to your QRZ email address.
I appreciate it. I'll check that email today. It doesn't get a lot of traffic, so I probably haven't seen it, but I will take a peek at it. Rick?
Yeah, I think Jerry, it was. You mentioned earlier about the ice storm they had a couple of years back, and I think they had another one up there this winter also. It wasn't as bad as the first one, but we are sure getting hammered on the winters and the springs lately. Oh yeah, we sure are. On eBay was it was in the U.S., so you probably would get it quicker. I ordered mine off of AliExpress, and it came from China. It took about a month.
I swear, even some stuff I ordered in the U.S., it takes about a month if it ships with USPS.
Yeah, I called about that 308 barrel that I ordered for the Encore there, and turned out it comes with a Picatinny scope base kind of thing mounted, and apparently they only mount on Thursday, so I had to wait a few days for them to mount, but if I'd have known that, I would have said, skip it, I'll do it myself. But anyway, it's finally on the way.
I always wondered where the word Picatinny came from. I'll have to look that up. Yep, no new toys here in that regard. I got to just get out and start using the toys I got. But you've heard me bellyache about that. Jerry?
Oh, okay. Well, I just got into a town, and my local popo is sitting out looking for speeders. What a perfect scenario for them with all this fog.
Holy crap, gas is 381. Sean, Picatinny comes from the Picatinny Arsenal. They're the ones that made the rail. They're out of New Jersey. According to my Google real quick here. So, fun fact of the day. I didn't know that either. And, I'm done buying toys. Well, yeah, I'm done buying toys. Sean, I do want to pick your brain. I'm picking out my new truck on Monday. I got to figure out what I want to do for an antenna. I don't know if I want to drill holes in it. I'm still not there, but... I don't know. I got to figure something out.
Wow, new trucks, new radios. Yeah, I guess you would be done buying some toys for a little while anyway. I've been behaving for quite a while, so this barrel was sort of a treat.
You know, speaking of barrels, I once had a Wingmaster 870, and I'm a Wingmaster fanatic. Not the Express. I like the Wingmasters, you know, with the wood and the blue, you know, nice blueing and not the matte, you know, black. And what's this guy going to do? Come on, man. All right, if you're not going to go, I'll go. So I had one, and I wanted to do it up for the house. So I had a vent rip barrel, and I sent it up to a blacksmith up in Saginaw. I can't remember a blacksmith, a gunsmith up there. And he cut that thing down to like 18 and a quarter inches, threaded it and finished it, and put the bead back on it. And I had a 18-inch vent rib barrel with the choke tubes. And I let that get away. God, I wish I would have never let that get away. That thing was cool. I'm probably gonna pay for a stamp and do up a short barrel. That way I could have a shorty legally.
Get a run into this store here, play the lotto. KG87.
Good luck. And, Sean, you don't have to pay for the stamp anymore. It's January 1. Maybe January 6. I don't remember what day it was. You just got to file the Form 1, but there's no more stamp fees.
Well, hell. That either. And Wingmasters were my favorite also. I had quite a few of them. Yeah, choke tubes, vent ribs, but it wasn't an 18-incher. I think the barrel I got now, of course it's a bit different gun. Right now I got some, what the heck? Winchester Rangers 1300s. I started looking around. A lot of the police departments were using the 1300 Rangers, so I thought, well, I've had a ton of Remingtons. Let's try this Winchester and see what happens. So, it's okay. I got two of them for the price of one Wingmaster, so I ended up giving one to a buddy for a slug gun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've got an 18-inch barrel. You know, it's a smooth, you know, no chokes, just improved cylinder. And it's, you know, for what I'd be using it for, it's ideal. But I always like that bent rib shorty. You know, you take it out to the field, you'll be out there shooting clays with this little 18-inch bent rib. It's kind of cool. And choke it down really tight. So, yep, but, well, I didn't mean to sidetrack it on that, but, this fog ain't letting up, tell you what. I'm up here by work, and visibility is down to much less than a half mile, and that's just to see the lights. I can't make out what it is until it's, you know, 100 yards away. Crazy. I'm way ahead of schedule, as you can tell, Dakota. You were saying something about your car in a month, and, or your truck. I know you got that Breedlove on the one, and I'm a big fan of those, but... you know, like I said, I always do one hole right out of the gate, and one top dead center, and then you know, then after that I go with I wouldn't say compromise mounts, but you know, I'll go with like other kinds of mounts, you know, for antennas 2 through X.
That was my question. And do I just stick with the Breedlove? And if that's what you say is good, I was worried about it because it's pretty much completely covered by my cab now, ever since I put that little tram UHF antenna on there, but it seems to be working all right. So I'll probably just do that, and then I'll cut out that stake pocket and take the cable that's already in this truck out and re-terminate it and be done with it. I just don't, I don't want to compromise it too bad, that's all.
Big Delta. Go ahead, Wally, and then pass it to Rick.
Dakota. Let's join Sean and I for lunch somewhere at Hall Road, and they can meet up and get you your control head.
Go ahead, Rick, while I check my calendar.
Okay, well, I was wondering, you know, why you guys are on the topic of mobile antennas. I keep hearing about these 2x4 antennas, and I have no clue what that is, so one of you might want to throw out a little quick little blurb on what the heck a 2x4 antenna is. I'd appreciate it.
All right, yeah, I should be able to meet you guys around noon, noon 30-ish. And, Rick, they're search and rescue antennas, basically. That's what the SR stands for. It's a dual-band 40-inch with a coil, or a pigtail, whatever the hell it's called. They work great. I love mine. It's just very, very big. And if I'm only running a UHF radio, very, very unnecessary.
Let's see if I have this.
I do. Hey, Sean, you want to do that? Get up at Dakota? I got a control head that he needs, and I'll never use it because none of my radios are E's, and he's got an E radio with a scratch, and Dakota's OCD kicks in just like mine does. The radio has to look beautiful. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, let me make a note in my ledger here. Wally's giving Dakota head noon. Okay, I made a note of it. We'll be there.
Okay, Rick, you want to fight in too? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just finished laughing with the what Sean just said with his note.
The most I've ever paid.
Yeah, but it's a nice control head, Sean.
Wally, I think you're becoming my guy. If I got questions or need gear, it seems like you got all of it.
I went to the ARPSC meeting last night, walked in with one DMR radio, and came out with three. So, yeah, I think I'm kind of becoming a guy. Go ahead, Rick, and then hand it to Sean.
Yeah, I had to stop with it. I got a whole bunch of handhelds there and three mobiles, and not one of them mounted in a car. I just got to, seems to be more than I can handle to keep them all charged, DEAWOJ.
Give me just a minute here to get situated. Just walked in the door and I just got to get a couple of things organized. I'll be right back, though. WAW. Wally, if I give you two radios to walk into an ARPSC meeting, and then you walk out with zero, and I give you commission. Can you do that?
I don't know. These guys are looking, they're pretty thrifty. They're looking for steals, not deals. So that would be kind of a thing. One of them was an R7, actually, John. He can't get it to take an update. I think I know the problem with an R7. You have to pay for the subscription to update it. And there's really no reason to update firmware on an R7. And, I mean, especially if you're not trunking it. And, but I'll take a look at it for him. And then another one, Cujo, purchased one from somebody, 6550, for $60 or $80. So that was Joe, AJP, was programming him up at MMD for him. And I said, you don't need that. You're better off with, you know, you had a bullpen DM32V. I said to him, I said, you're better off with that if you're going to play around with the DMV, you know, a digital voice modem for digital stuff. You're better off to use that because that way you can program everything on the fly. And he goes, okay. And then he turned around and sold that one to Tom. So which made, it all worked out pretty good. So it just kind of happened. And then Tom handed me the 6550, says, here, just make it look like yours. Well, here I am. So, two more radio projects. Gotta love it. Go ahead, Rick.
sounds like it keeps you out of trouble on a full-time basis there. I'm not sure where it goes now. I know I was coming after Dakota there for a while, but then you had a different rotation now. So whoever's got it, go ahead.
That ain't due yet. You got to start making a program their own stuff, Wally. They gotta know. What if it's a D-Day disaster? That R7, if it's a refurbished unit, you can't update the firmware. The guy I bought mine from told me something along those lines. They pulled a serial number out of the database, and you can't update it, and yada, yada, yada. So if it's a refurbished R7 from Motorola, you will not be able to update it.
Yeah, I think this is John. You will forget his call. I know when I hear it, but I'm pretty sure he bought it brand new from Motorola. But I do know that anything after like 210, you have to purchase it. But for amateur radio use, there's really no features that you're going to get in any new firmware. You know, I mean, all of the other updates are pretty much for high-end trunking and splitting and doing all sorts of other crazy things that they do in the commercial part of it that we're not going to end up doing. So, but I'm going to look at it, and it is a cool-looking radio. It did give me a glimmer of, I want one of these, but I have since subsided with that. I just ended up finding a computer monitor instead, so... And it's nice and pretty and big. I had a curved one. I liked it, but I didn't like it. And I have a flat one. Sean, are you back? Did you get your men in motion yet? If not, then well, I don't know. I'm going to say the same thing. I don't know who gets it.
He might have got another phone call. Anyway, fellas, I've been up since about 4:30, something like that, and my stomach started to chew on my backbone, so I'm going to head in the kitchen there and feed that beast. Good talking with you guys. Have a good day, and we'll catch you later. KDAWJ.
Catch you later, Rick.
Bye.
Yeah, Wally, the R7 makes me feel pretty high speed. I love that thing. To the point where I'm on the fence if I'm going to keep my 7550. In your ARPSC meeting, that might be up for grabs too, or it's just going to live on my desk at work where it'll never get used also. The only thing I got to figure out with the R7 is it's connected to my Wi-Fi, but I need to figure out how to create jobs so I can do over-the-air programming. That way I don't have to plug it in every time, but from what I've heard, it's not the most convenient thing, but I feel like if once I get a job set up and I can just make tweaks to that job, it's probably not that big of a deal.
Jerking my feet there a little bit to see if Sean was back. His light's on, also he's hearing us. His vet phone light is on, so I know he's listening. You know, you could also set up a cheapy little all-star node in your office there, too, and just use it that way. That makes it kind of nice, you know, and then just use your little handy-talky microphone and do it that way. And just set up some macros, you know, so you can go to, you know, 2.6 or 7.2 or, you know, any of the other thousands of ones that are out there. I listened to the East Coast Reflector the other night. That is one busy, busy reflector. Sean, you're there. Say hi. Come back. If not, back to Dakota. And Dakota, you got to figure out a place to meet somewhere in the middle there on Hall Road.
No, I'm here. I just switched over to the Cisco, trying to get moving here this morning. I'm early, so a little disoriented because I got things coming at me as soon as I walk in.
Well, Sean and I are on the east side. Where are you coming from, Wally?
New Baltimore, but I'll probably go pick Sean up, and then I can do that, and then I can head towards, and then we grab a quick bite, and then I have to head towards Ferndale today. I was supposed to do it yesterday, but I ran out of ambition. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, you don't have to pick me up. I got some running around to do, so I'll probably be out and about in my car, so just let me know where.
I'm trying to think what's over there. What are you guys in the mood for? There's Aspen right there, that's good. Twisted Rooster is okay. You guys want something quick and dirty, or what are you thinking?
You're connected to CMN Network.
It's Sean's turn to choose it. Twisted Rooster is no more. That turned into be something else. Aspen's pretty good. Pancake House is pretty good. Sean, it's your turn. You pick.
Oh, I could do something simple and dirty. Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. There's a lot of stuff in that 19 and Garfield area. I'm trying to think, are we filming like a diner kind of a place, or do we really care? You're at Romeo Plank, right, Dakota? There, Coney, right there, across the street.
Yeah, there's a National, like kitty corner from me. There's a Noodles, which is meh. If you go south on Garfield, there's Yawa, which you and I went to that one time. And then there's got everything under the sun over there. There's a East High. There's Detroit Wing Company, I think. Or what's the other one? Wing Snob or Stop, one of those. I don't know. Everything's right there. It just depends on what you're feeling. But I'm good for whatever.
I'd be happy with a Coney Dog place.
All right, let me find it here, give you the actual information on it. Bun and Run Burgers, not that. Vinny's Brunch, not that. I got to zoom in here. Well, let me find it.
Well, if you want cash, are you good with, like, Dollar, Venmo, or PayPal, or whatever?
I'm a Zelle guy, because that's connected to my bank. My bank backs that one. So Zelle, fine. Z-E-L-L-E, that one.
You know the problem? Somebody I just sold something to asked me if I had Zelle, and my bank doesn't support it. And as far as I could tell, there's absolutely no other way to use Zelle. So it's kind of worthless, because unless your bank supports it, you can't get it.
Yeah, my bank supports it natively. It is right on the online app. So, yeah, I think that's the case. So, but they said that if something goes wrong, they'll back it, blah, 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 everything else like that. So that's why I never, just said, fine, here, and they hooked it up, turned it on, I would say. So I did, and that's the only reason I use it, because, you know, I use, what the heck is it called nowadays, whatever, National City, PNC, you don't know, they changed the name so many times over the years, but I think it's PNC this week. That's the one I use, so that's the reason I use Zelle. So, but I didn't know that the bank had to support it. Dakota, go ahead.
I'm trying to add you, but you're not showing up as an assistant for some reason.
Okay, so Leo's at Heidenreich and Hall.
I'm good with that. If Dakota's good with that. Sorry, Dakota.
Yeah, that's perfect. Wally, is your number the 388 one, or you got a burner phone?
know, I got a real phone, had it forever, same number. You got my phone number. You sent me enough emails and texts.
Because you're not registered with Bell when I type in that number.
Let me send you something. Let me send you an invite. Sean?
Am I back?
We didn't know you left.
I didn't hear anything for a while. I looked over. My phone was acting funky, and so I disconnected everything and reconnected, and everything got all digital and choppy, so I wasn't sure. But it seems like it's working now.
Wally and I were just trying to figure out why I can't find him on Zelle.
I just sent you a request.
J-E-A-B-S-I.
Welcome to our awkward conversation. We're all preoccupied with stuff and we occasionally throw a few burps in here every now and then. Greg, what's up?
Morning, Wally. No, fired up the radio. Haven't heard anything yet, so figured I'd see who's out there lurking this morning.
We have made
Dakota,
lunch plans.
Wally, Sean, you, and it's Dakota. Go ahead. Let me know if you got my request.
Morning, Greg. Long time no talk. Hope you're doing all right. And Wally, I paid you for it.
Okay, Greg, you got to make something roll here.
And I think you doubled with Wally there with something about lunch plans. Do tell.
Yeah, the plan is to meet. What did we come up with a hard time yet? We were talking 12 or 12:30 at Leo's Coney Island, the one that you and I went to a while back. What did we agree on for a time? Let's establish a rotation here. I'm going to send it over to Dakota, and then he can send it over to Wally.
I don't know. Do you guys want to shoot for noon?
I'll make that work. Greg, what are you doing?
That actually should work for me. Sounds good. give me the location of the Leo's, though. I don't remember which one we've been to.
It's one on Hall Road near Heidenreich. Okay, noon it is. Leo's, Hall Road at Heidenreich.
We have a quorum. So it shall be. All right, everybody, I've got to step out of here. I've got to get dressed. I got a bunch of stuff I've been procrastinating on professionally, so I will chat with everybody a little bit later. And I'm going to hand it to Dakota. He should be close to work by now. WHB.
I feel like these commutes are getting longer and longer, but, all right, yeah, I'm 2 minutes out, so I'm going to clear out as well, but noon, Coney, I'll see you guys there, Greg, NADDM.
All right, very good, noon, Leo's Coney Island, Hall and Heidenreich. I'll be there if something changes, I'll let somebody know, but it sounds good. I'll let KZ Dave know as well, and, very good. Glad I jumped in this morning. KEVSI monitoring.
Yeah, it was going to be my next thing. Is tell Crazy Dave. All right, I'm going to get to business here. I'm on the clock in 2 minutes here. W8FU.
KCKJO.
Morning, Tom. We know. It's Friday.
Yep, heading to the office for a part and then on my way to do the work.
Ah, well, hopefully you don't have to go too far for work today. If I were on one, I get head into the office and I gotta go reclaim my tools because I was working in a site yesterday and electrician locked my tools in the electrical room so I couldn't get to it. Our contact had left for the day, so Nance wants me in the office. So, anyways, make plans for your weekend. I don't have my pen up yet, so I'm gonna see if I can try to get it up because I was telling Cody yesterday the Michigan QSO party is this weekend.
Well, I got to locate the fuse that I blew last night in my interceptor. So, got to replace that. I had to just reroute the radio to a different power connection, which is no big deal. And then I'm going to put in my Motorola DMR to get that rolling. And then from there... Oh, I gotta go get a tie rod in for it. That's right. So, I got a couple things to do. Not much. Don't plan on it.
Yeah, you probably have a little fun with the new play toy or something, I guess, here. And, what did you do with the fuse here? What were you running? Was it doing anything with the lights or something? Took the power for it and sorted it out or what? And, I want to ask you about anything for, I know some of the old Ford Crown Vic, the older ones, they had a train band for the radios. Do they have anything like that for the interceptor, as far as that goes, for, mounting the radio and such?
I had it hooked up for the run timer. For the vehicle, and I was doing fine on UHF, but as soon as I popped over to VHF, you know, got a little bit higher amp draw, and it went pop, so I'm like, So, I'll just find the fuse, replace it. It's like I said, it's no big deal where I wired it in. If that module doesn't work, it doesn't work, you know, so I'm not too concerned about it. I'll just find another tap underneath the, siren console, wire it in there.
So what are your plans for this interceptor? Is this kind of like the run around town with the radio rig for the vehicle? Is this something like that to have for mobile use for radios or what?
Once I get it ordered and shipped, I'm replacing the overhead. From RBWs to AWs, you know, it's the same light pattern, same strobe pattern, just it's going to be all, you know, it's going to be ambers and white instead of the other colors. And then getting my ARP stickers ordered, put them on the doors. And it's basically, you know, a toy, a big toy. You know, I'm going to be using, I'm going to have my radios all mounted in it for the spring set that's coming up next month. And, you know, I got all my radios in it. Basically, you know, my personal vehicle.
Yeah, it does sound like a fun toy, I think, being able to use mobile. Although, Tom, I got to say this, I probably throw some HF rigs in there too as well, but... Who knows, something like that, you've got a little more space in that, you're just using it primarily just for that purpose, so, you know, the radio play toy. I'd probably stock it up with all sorts of other radios, I think. Radios and monitors and, you know, just customize it. Yep. I'm jealous of you through the place way, I gotta admit.
Well, I was debating between, you know, the Interceptor or a an old ambulance, you know, where I had the vacuum, and, you know, to put a laptop in there and stuff like that if I need to. But this one serves its purpose. And plus, I can small, you know, I can tow a small trailer with it, so that's another good thing. Now, for, you know, if I had HF rings and stuff like that, I'd be looking at an old television studio van, you know, the one with the mast that goes up in the center. That would be perfect for a high point. And I've seen a couple of those on sale, or for sale for a decent price, but that's in the way, way future.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Bringing myself in this regard, too. Although I probably, I would consider an upgrade, what you were talking about with a television scooter with a mask, yeah. That would be pretty nice, and I have thought about that. But I've also thought about just like getting, well, I don't make this kind of money, Tom, but, you know, getting a Class A motorhome is the, you know, half a million to start off with, but customize it and, you know, get it set up for, you know, radio and everything, and mobile anywhere you want in the nation, and have your shack right with you. Not quite shack on a belt, but pretty close to it. So, but I know that's just something to dream about once I win the lottery.
Now that's all future endeavors. You know, nothing major. I said I like it. I said I got to do a little bit of work on it, and then she'll be good to go. My daughter's already done the two oil changes on it to clean out the motor. Checked all the fluids, and then next visit to the to her shop, they're gonna do the rear diff.
Yeah, going back, you made mention of something to the effect about getting some sticker putting on for arsenic. I've never heard of that. Is this something you put on the door, or is this like a window cling-on sort of?
No, they're window decals. Or not window decals. Door placards. So I'm just going to get a couple of those ordered and get those on there. She'll be ready to run for that. I gotta scrape off the lettering that's on the back window. And I'll probably do that when I get the tie rod end replaced. And then I'm not gonna change the color on the car. I mean, I can have it wrapped, but that's gonna cost me the money.
Alright, Katie. Well, what color is it now currently? I'm trying to remember if I see the body color. I think you showed me the pictures, but I don't recall the body color.
My favorite, black and white.
Ah, okay. So is it, you know, look like old black, white, black for the hood and the trunk? And, well, I think that trunk would be that's the model. And then wait in the center. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I might kind of paint that. I don't know. That would kind of stick out. And I heard you make mention about that, too, about pacify the police and give me a good heart there. I didn't have one that was quite like it, but I had a Crown Vic at one point in time, and then with all my radios on it. And there were quite a few times I could see you traveling down the freeway, Tom, and then all of a sudden, everybody will have to slow up to 5 miles under the speed limit when they notice you. And then they realize, oh, that's not the police.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, my daughter's had that. My wife's had it when they've driven it. You know, I don't look, you know, when you don't see the license plate on it, you know, you're like, oh, okay. I mean, people just see the blue, they just see the lights on the top, and they're like, oh my gosh, and then they, you know, do whatever. Me, I look at different aspects of it, and I could pick out a patrol unit, you know, a standard one, I can pick out one that's undercover. I can pick out one, you know, I've picked out quite, you know, federal cars too, that you don't know what it is, but I know what it is just by looking at it, just from my experience. You know, so everybody's going to freak out over it anyway. I mean, they do the same thing with old ambulances and fire trucks. It's like, oh my gosh. So, it just comes with the territory. I'm used to it.
Yeah, it's not all that bad, but you'll notice it though in time. That's all right. And then get the, maybe get some window stickers, get your call sign put on there too as well. Maybe some frequencies, you know, for semen or something, or the FBI. A lot of people do that, but they put down, you know, listing on 6.52 or something like that. But, yeah, I might have to try doing something like that myself here and get my own call sign sticker made up for a window cling.
Yeah, I might do that, you know, later on. I ended up doing the basics right now. You know, I got lots of time with it, so I'll be taking my time, little funds here and there. You know, just like my neighbor, he said, he can go, you know, all out and get his Camaro all done, you know, really fast. But then, you know, what's the purpose? Getting this project done. Taking his time and doing components here, components there, working on this here, this there. You know, she's at a 75% completion right now. When she's done, you know, when she's all done with it, miles on it, 7,000 idle hours, which isn't bad for a 10-year-old vehicle. And just wheeled and dealt with the guy.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good with maintenance, although I bet it's probably getting beaten on a little bit more in comparison. Well, I should say that, because there's some people that really drive differently. So I was going to say, falsely, I guess, maybe that probably get beaten on a little bit more consistent use, but I'm going to take that back because there are some drivers that abuse their own vehicles, and they don't have to.
Oh, yeah. They get abused, but also, too, one, they're heavily maintained when they're in the fleet. And two, they also are more durable. You know, where you get a regular Explorer like that and, you know, you hit bumps or whatever else like that and the thing sways all over the place, the thing is built to stick to the road. You know, heavy-duty suspension, heavy-duty brakes, heavy-duty calipers. I mean, they build them up. That's why it's, you know, it's a PPV, you know, PPV, a police pursuit vehicle. It's built to be beat on.
That is very true. They've got the extra features that they've added on afterwards to improve it. I mean, the thing is just, well, I don't know if you're going to have a whole lot of need for it beating around town, but, you know, the transcoolers and things of that nature, too. So, yeah, they've got a lot of things on there that help it last longer.
Exactly. It's got quite a few fans in it for cooling. It has a bigger radiator, bigger alternator, heavier duty battery. You don't even know it's LEDs, it's only a single battery, but the old days it used to be a double battery because of all the lights. But this one's just a single battery. But it's got a high output alternator on it. you know, to run all the electronics. So, and I said, they're just built differently, and that's why I like them.
Yeah, I've kind of toyed with that idea, too, as well. Getting something like that, too, just for the same purpose that you got it, just for a play for radio, isn't it? Although I was thinking at the time more just Crown Vic, but I think I would probably like to have them like you have there with the Explorer, so you got more room for radio gear.
Oh, she's got room. Like I said, I mean, it's not only just going to be, you know, my toy, you know, but it's going to serve other purposes. You know, if my wife and I want to take the dogs to the park, I can load them up in the back seat and, you know, muddy paws or whatever else, but don't bother me. You know, in the back deck, there's nothing in there. So I can, you know, put dirt in, you know, I could throw some bags of soil in there or whatever else that she wants to throw in there. You know, instead of messing up the Sonata and making that thing squat, you know, just put it all in the Interceptor. I mean, I don't expect her to, you know, put a pallet of dirt back there, even though she thinks she can. She's not going to do that. But, yeah, like I said, in the back end, I mean, it's reinforced. You open up the cover where the spare tire is at, and there's a huge welded bars in there.
Yeah, well, I've got to see if I take a look for another one for myself here. I'm not even certain what I'm going to be looking for. But I know what I don't want, and then what I can't afford. And so, but I wouldn't mind getting myself another pickup again. Although they have a pickup before. Like, as soon as you get one, everybody wants you to help them move.
100%. My daughter has a pickup. My son got rid of his. You know, but my daughter's got a 2018 F-150 Lariat, fully loaded. And we've used that to move some things. You know, but she bought it to tow a trailer and all her tag, you know, to shows. But she's kind of stepped away from showing for a while. So now she's just going to get rid of it because she has people that she can pay to trailer her horse. And then we can put her box in the back of my car and put all the equipment, you know, where it needs to be kind of thing.
And W-A-R-I-T. The other thing is, have you ever seen some of the military trucks that people have converted over for, you know, the family has converted over for radio operations? I think it's probably a little more prevalent from what I've seen, more so in Europe for a lot of hams, especially when they want to do contests. That would be kind of interesting too, but I think you'd really have to have more of a need for something with that, you know, four-wheel drive or something, you know. What do you say? That is kind of a nice feature for having an interceptor that you can use it like a third vehicle. Or, you know, if you have one of the other vehicles in the shop, so you got something else to be able to drive around.
Oh, 100%. You know, my wife's getting maintenance done on her Hyundai, then she can drive the Interceptor. I prefer her not to. You know, when she can drive her own car. But, but yeah, like I said, it's there. My daughter, like I said, has been borrowing it for the past couple days, but in return for her borrowing it, she's been doing maintenance on it. You know, so I got high mileage synthetic in it now and topped off all the fluids and made sure everything checked all good on it. So I'm a happy camper. GCKTO.
Was there another station in there? I thought I heard somebody double with you. Anyone wanting to join? This is W-A-R-I-T. Okay, I guess not. office, so you better get in. Getting off the freeway here. Boy, I'll tell you, Tom, it'll be nice once I get 75 and 696 ramps reopened back up, coming north. Because I got to get off the freeway beforehand, and then everybody has to take the same route that I have to take. So, it takes a little bit longer. But anyways, well, yak at you later there, Tom. Have a great day. Get you up to the office. I don't know if you're going here or not. RIT. I'll listen up for your comments.
Am I making it over here? CBSW.
CBSW, how's it going? KKKKO. You're over here. Dave, I'll see you at the office in private this morning. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Tom, I just sent you a message in Discord wondering if you'd call me.
Yeah, I'll give you a call. It's going to be to my work phone. It's going to be a 248-219 number. 5-KKKKO.
All right, thanks. Keep it up, Sylvia.
Oh, hey, Tom, one other quick thing. Remember a couple days ago I'd asked you about, maybe why the talk group had changed. I wasn't able to change it. Somehow it had changed in the software, too, yes, because I noticed when I went back and looked that all of my statewide, from the Coast Guard, that I think Cliff had written, that put up on the website, all of the statewide one talk to channels had somehow got changed in the software for the receiver to event one. So I don't know how the heck that had happened. I don't think I made that change, so I got that corrected. So, I don't know. Somehow it had changed them all. And I couldn't figure out how to get it back. I just, something in Coast Guard back even once I noticed that. So I had to figure out why that had happened.
All right. All right. We'll talk about when I get to the office.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Fog. 54 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0900 hours. Fog. 54 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning, 1000 hours. Fog. 56 degrees.
KKKO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Fog. 56 degrees.
KE8VSI Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Alrighty then, on the road.
E2. E3.
Me, it's always me. I told my wife, I go, it's always me with you. Stop kicking me. Stop hitting me.
All right, that's just wrong.
You stuck mud in your ear?
Butter? Oh, jeez, I laughed too hard. I almost can't talk.
Anywho, W8FU, I'm just trying to get out on the 59 here. Not far away, but traffic is a bear.
KE8VSI, southbound Mobile Plank, approaching 21 miles.
Pick my parents up and head to home for a funeral.
And I haven't had any of those yet. I'm westbound on Moravia and getting ready to go drop off some food.
A bunch of people. Do we have a head count?
I think it's just 4, no KZ.
Alrighty then. Fred, I thought you just had a funeral. You got another one?
I thought it was Friday, Saturday last week, but it was Friday, Saturday this week. I was off a week. I read the old date wrong. So, I gotta go pick my dad up and my mama and take them to Hope. So, I figured I got time before the 2 o'clock start to go get an oil change because I need to do that. So, I washed the truck, I filled the truck, and now I'm gonna go oil change the truck.
Well, there you go. All right, well, I am meeting the boys for lunch. And I think I am pulling up on the restaurant now. I see Heidenreich, and I know it's supposed to be right there. So I'm going to keep my eyes peeled. Well, you have fun. As fun as a funeral can be, I've got to go to a service tomorrow. Very quick. There's a... From 10 to 11 is viewing, and 11 to 12 is a service. That's it.
Well, funeral's tomorrow. But I got my parents are like, they knew I had a Michigan QSO party tomorrow, and Randy's coming over. So I'm like, we'll definitely go today to the service, or to the viewing, or whatever.
Well, mine's good because, like I said, it's all one day, nice and compact. All right, I am, I've got to be on top of it. Yep, there it is. Here's my place. So I'm going to pay attention, pull in, get a parking spot. We'll catch you later. W8FU.
See
you.
W. Have fun. NECAF.
Was that you, Dakota?
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'll be there in 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, real good. Greg and I are here, and then Wally passed it, and he's circling back. All right. Anybody else? We got an extra seat or two. Leo's 59 in Heidenreich.
All right, pulling out now. I'll see you guys shortly. NADDF.
All right, we'll see you when you get here. WNFP.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Fog. 56 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KF8DRC, NAWJZ, you on, Jack? NAWJZ, Cleveland, Cleveland.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Fog. 56 degrees.
Well, two of you probably already back at work. We got one going to Ferndale. How's the drive? KE8BSI.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Fog. 56 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
VA3KSF.
This is W8RCY testing the base station through the node. Base station is reconnected. W8RCY.
W8RCY, this is NHCAF. Base station's working.
sounded good, but you do have an AC hum going on in the background. Copy that. We'll fix that in a second. W8RCY, we're clear.
NHCAF, clear and monitoring.
KS8S mobile.
Currently connected to CM network. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 66 degrees.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the call sign, the repeater's ID as you were transmitting. I think it was KO6 something other. Good afternoon, my call is W8RIT, and my name is Dave.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is KO6 MTQ listening.
W8RIT.
KF8DRC, you're on jet, NHWJZ.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8DRC, go ahead. Hey, there you are, Jack. Here you are, it's been a while. Good to hear you there, Dan down here in Cleveland. How you doing? Very good. How about you? Oh, just waiting for the bands to open up again. And I'm hearing this. I'm on the UHF side here and on 600. And boy, it's almost full scale down here. So nice opening today. Go ahead. I haven't heard you out there a long time. I thank you for, you know, a happy Easter, that's all. Roger. Yeah, Roger, I got the text there. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. And very good. Hey, I got to ask, is the GMRS on 18 channel 18 still up and going out that way or what?
There's a GMRS at 625, remember or not. What you have to do, you have to turn off the RX, the CCCSS RX, the 141.3. You have to turn it off.
Okay. I'll see what I can do there. Sounds good. I had just wanted, so very cool. Yeah, it should be... open up a lot of things, GMRS-wise, too. UHF sounds good down here, so. All right, Jack, I'll let you go. Have a great afternoon there. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon. Good to talk to you here on this great system here. KF8DRC, NAWJZ, 73.
Keep on going. it's summertime now, so it's going to be a lot of calling out there. Anyhow, take care. Have a good day. KF8DRC.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
At ADD.
Hey, Lance, we're all over on DMR if you want to jump over there. Well, it's Dakota, me, and Captain Don.
Can that be
DMR? Are you supporting all the way?
I gotcha. I wonder what's going on here. Got a fire truck and some blues. So, what that's all about. W-A-G-D, K-C-K-G-O.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Off at their house, and now I'm back in fact grabbing one thing and then heading home myself.
We're gonna speed up, slow down, game trying to get on an exit. Jeez.
Coming across 96 there from Holt back to Milford, it was like, ugh.
We had a phone call, ABMA.
WS.
Does anybody know offhand if the 5,000 will charge in a 2,500 charger? I can't remember. I thought it did with an insert.
You stuck what in your where?
So an XPS 2,500. Phil is borrowing an XPS 5,000 off him, and I don't know if I need to get him a charger.
I asked you, the batteries were different.
So I would think so.
I couldn't remember if that was the one where you could just drop a insert in there to do the other battery, or if you needed a separate one. So I just couldn't recall. Because I don't have an individual charger, so he gets a 6-bank reconditioning charger.
honestly don't remember if they made an insert. I know they do for the XPS5, the 1500, 5000, to put an Apex battery in, but I don't believe they made one for the 2500s.
All right, well, then he's just going to have to deal with the monster charger. He wants to try TJ's machine from his locale, see if it works for him. So I'm borrowing him an XDS that I've got done up.
I'm waiting for my rice and then heading home. Then I'm going to start working on cleaning up my work, my office. What's that?
Well, I'm heading to Family Dollar looking for a money envelope. Then I got to figure out what I'm doing for dinner. I should call my son, see if he wants to get a cocktail up at the local bar and grab a burger. That's all.
Mom and Dad wondered if I wanted to go somewhere, and I'm like, oh, I just want to get home. I need to get my office picked up and the one rack moved. Randy's coming over to do Michigan Queso party tomorrow for my house. So he's going to operate single op Genesee, and I'm going to operate single operator Emmett County from the Flex. So gonna clean my office up a little, make a space for him.
How are things going up in Emmett? I know they've been having a lot of issues up there. I haven't heard anything specifically about Emmett, though.
Well, I got to look at the I didn't look at the cameras yet today because when I got up and showered and got my hair cut and had to get on the road and do all that stuff, but the water level was pretty high at the lake. But I just saw in the book of faith that they got the Sheboygan power plant working and the lake is down, or the dam level's down 1.25 inches or something, I think it said, already. So I'll see how much of that trickles back towards the our lake, because that's where we start. You know, our lake starts through Indian River and the river and all that, to Sheboygan River and all that, so we're the start of the chain. So we'll see if there's any of the water, you know, gone receded there at our place.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Sounds like fun. All right, I'm at my first stop here. I got to run inside and see if they got what I'm looking for. Got a bunch of stuff to do. W8FE, I'll be back.
W8FE, on the Shawnee repeater.
CJ Mobile. CJ. Hey, Jack. How you doing? How'd you like breakfast on Sunday? KCK Joe.
You grabbed the wrong radio, Tom. NHCAF. He's over on DMR.
Figured as much. Dad Mobile.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
KS8FRH, looking for a radio check. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Romeo Hotel, looking for a radio check.
Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.